This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, a creature of Hollywood finds faith in Ohio. But first, when you call somebody a musician's musician, you're often suggesting they're not well known. That's definitely the case with Sonny Landreth. He's certainly familiar to guitar players as a wizard of the slide, a style that's mostly associated with the blues. But Mr. Landreth draws on many influences, especially the sounds of his native Lafayette, Louisiana. Sonny Landreth sat down with NPR's John Burnett to explain his distinctive sound, which the guitarist calls the music behind the glass.
Sonny Landreth lives in a townhouse outside of Lafayette, crowded with amplifiers and guitars, and overseen by a mutt named Simcoe.
That's my stage manager, couch manager. He's in charge of security.
Landreth picks up a shiny metal body resonator guitar and slips a tubular glass slide onto his left pinky finger. Then the tutorial begins. This is the sound of traditional bottleneck blues. This is the slide, Sonny style. Listen for the overtones. What makes Sonny Landreth different is how he expands the use of the slide. Most guitarists place the slide over the frets and pluck the strings above the guitar's sound hole. Landreth does that, finger-picking in a Chet Atkins style, but he also plays chords on the other side, as he says, on the wild side of the slide, up on the neck, creating what John Hiatt calls ghost notes. It's easier to hear than to describe.
Here's a note that you would typically hear. Here's a note behind it. Here's both notes. It makes a more complex sound, and it opens up a lot of colors because you have harmonics and tones on both sides of the glass.
But there's more. Landreth has perfected a tremolo using the palm of his hand as a baffle over the sound hole, which he combines with the notes behind the glass.
It's kind of an accordion effect, so you can manipulate the sound by the motion of your palm. You can control the speed.
If you listen to Sonny Landreth, you hear the unmistakable sounds of Acadiana in his music.
I get down 'cause nothing will last. You say this too shall pass. Good times come after the bad. The best yet to be had.
Though he was born in Mississippi, Landreth's father, an insurance agent, moved the family to Lafayette when he was young, and that's where Sonny began to drink in the music of South Louisiana. Eventually, he held the distinction of playing with what one admirer calls the Holy Trinity of Acadian music. Songwriter and Cajun rocker Zachary Richard, the Grammy-winning Cajun supergroup Beau Soleil, and the king of Zydeco, Clifton Chenier. Sonny Landreth was in his late 20s when he became the first white member of Chenier's Red Hot Louisiana band. That, Landreth says, was the beginning of his real musical education.
People ask me about it, and I liken it to if I'd grown up in Chicago and Muddy Waters had taken me under his wing. That's what it was like for me here in this part of the country.
In the more than 35 years he's been in the music business, Landreth has been known chiefly as a sideman, playing in other bands and on other people's albums. But he's released 9 CDs of his own. The most recent features Eric Clapton, Vince Gill, and Jimmy Buffett.
Air Force One had a heck of a view.
That's Landreth singing and Scottish guitarist Mark Knopfler playing the opening track, Landreth's ode to Hurricane Katrina. It begins, Air Force One had a heck of a view, looking down on the patchwork of the Blue Tarp Blues.
I went and walked into the water.
This summer, that album, From the Reach, briefly hit number one on Billboard's blues chart, to the extent that it is blues.
Sonny's difficult to find a category for. He's unique.
Tony Daigle is a celebrated recording engineer from South Louisiana with four Grammys under his belt. He's worked with Landreth for years.
It sort of has this Creole, Cajun influence to it, but yet it's 60s and 70s kind of good rock and roll. And he's such a unique guitar player. Nobody else does what he does.
Next month, Landreth will be featured for the first time on the cover of Guitar Player magazine. The article says it's a long-due testament to the immense impact that he's had on the guitar scene. So, at 57 years old, with graying, shoulder-length hair, is Sonny Landreth finally ready to break out? Herman Fuselier is a longtime entertainment writer in Lafayette and host of a radio program called Zydeco Stomp.
If a guy ever deserves to break out, it's Sonny. You know, we're in this era now where people are famous for just being famous and don't have an ounce of talent, where here's Sonny with talent running out of his ears and out of his fingers. So he deserves it, but the type of guy Sonny is, he really doesn't need the fame. The people that know who he is and how good he is, they already know that. They really appreciate that.
We got a song about our hometown of Lafayette, Louisiana.
Landreth spends most of his time away from home, on the road. This outdoor concert was in Austin, sponsored by radio station KGSR.
I woke up in Mississippi in 51. Migrated like Storm became a native stamp, son. I grew up on the rhythm of Clifton and Cleveland and the red and hot Louisiana band.
Sonny Landreth is pleased with the magazine cover, the respectable CD sales, the emergent buzz about him. But it seems like he gets more excited about coming home and going down to Don's for a cup of gumbo in a Manhattan or sitting in around Lafayette with the Mamou Playboys.
I have to come back to recharge my spiritual batteries, I always say, because that's part of the blessing of living here and the culture. For me, it's about the food, the music, the dance. There's a very soulful undertow to all of this. You plug into it, you don't forget it.
The same could be said for the music behind the glass. John Burnett, NPR News.
And you'll find more of Sonny Landreth's fabulous slide on nprmusic.org.